Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger. I don't know how many. I should, like, go back to all of the tapes of our show and all of the interviews I've done about Delphi and how many times I've begun it with, well, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger. It would probably be like 10 minutes of me saying that over and over and over.
It would. You could put together a montage to run on the weekend, because this case, I think it's going to go down in history as, what the fuck is going on here?
And I don't. Go ahead.
That could be the title. I'm so sad for Richard Allen, whether he is a murderer or not. He has been so mistreated by this system, and we claim to have a great system of justice in this country, and I'm not seeing it in this case at all.
And we do when it's executed properly, when it's being run by ethical people, when it's being handled in correct ways and truth and fact are the goal. But it seems like everything in this case has been a bastardization of all of that. And I don't think it, I don't necessarily think it goes back to there's a horrible Odinist cult that killed these kids. I don't. I think there's a bunch of dumbasses who watched too much fucking Marvel and now have Odinist tattoos and they have no real identity because they're fucking idiots. And they feel this power by this Norse religion or God. And they think that they're, you know, it's like the mantra they live by. I don't necessarily think they're sacrificing children. I don't know who killed these kids, but I don't think it's Odinus. And I don't necessarily think it's Richard Allen either. But what I do think happened here is the system, meaning the police in Delphi, the prosecution in Delphi, the whole judicial system and everything that works in tandem with each other in Delphi, fucked up at some point in time. And they realize they fucked up at some point, and they're like, shit, we got to keep covering this up. Our fuck up, not anything else, but this, we fucked up. That maybe the fact that they destroyed key evidence, which just blows my mind, and we're going to talk about that in a second, or the fact that they charged Richard Allen after all those years after he raised his hand, and he's the one who came to them and said, hey, I was over there. He's the one who got on their radar by raising his hand and saying, hey, I was there that day. How can I help? And it took him like 3-4 years to arrest him. And then on very weak charges. And they just keep fucking it up. I think they needed a scapegoat. I think Tony Liggett, right before his election, wanted to have a big win so he would get reelected. So guess what? I found the Delphi murderer. Because he fucking dropped the ball on that for so many years, but I found him, and then a couple of weeks later, he gets reelected. All that shit, and the fact they don't want to hear that in court, they don't want to have the Franks hearing to address these things or take a closer look at it, I think it all works in tandem together. And so is there a conspiracy at play here? Yes, there is. And it's not Odinism. It's inept, inadequate, incompetent people that don't want to be caught fucking up. And that's what I think is the crux of this whole damn thing. And in the end, they just keep digging their hole deeper and deeper. They got this guy in prison, which shouldn't be in prison, who's wasted away, has so much mental damage to him, physical damage as well now. And they know damn well that unless they get him prosecuted and found to be guilty, they have a massive lawsuit on their hands that's going to cost them millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. So they better damn well find a way to shut him up or kill him, and so they don't have it. Now, granted, the family can go and sue, too, but if they find a way to block anything there and any evidence for the family to sue or dismiss it, which would be tried there in Delphi, too, I just think it's a massive cover-up for just people being stupid and not being good investigators. And that's my opinion. That's what I think this whole fucking thing goes around. And at the end of the day, you have a family, two families of two little girls who just want to figure out who killed their fucking kids and bring these people to justice. But everybody's trying to cover their own ass rather than actually go there.
Yeah. It's what I want to know is if he is ever going to get out, because hey, now they've really screwed up, and we'll get to that in just a second. And if he gets out, can he sue them for?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Maybe they even need to do that now, because I think he is just being so mistreated during this process. Before he's even been convicted, they are treating him as a absolute prisoner here.
And they're finding ways of justifying it. They don't really have a case there yet. They're going to have to really show what the fuck happened here, which I think they're very well on the track to doing. I mean, if government could find a way to fuck this up in any way possible, they're doing it. I mean, they are going and checking every box of how can we make this look like a conspiracy while screaming this is not a conspiracy. It's nuts. It's such inept, incompetent people that are all part of this case. And it seems like a large group of them that are working in tandem together, which is why most conspiracy theories don't work. But I guess when you have enough people together that are all trying to cover their own fuck-ups, everybody's going to cover up for everybody here. So the significant development in this case is that the prosecution has lost key evidence. Yes, or investigators. I don't know who exactly lost it, but it's key evidence that could possibly exonerate Richard Allen, the suspect in the killings of Abby Williams and Libby German. The defense now is pushing for the dismissal of the charges, citing the erasure of critical video and audio recordings. Allen's attorneys filed a motion on Wednesday raising concerns about the destruction of the evidence, alleging negligence or intentional conduct by the state. The motion revolves around the disappearance of video and audio interviews with two suspected Odinists. So we go back to Odinists, who Allen's attorneys believe could be linked to the girls' murders. How convenient to erase that. And these are interviews that took place the week of the disappearances. So like the key time. According to court documents, the recordings of these interviews conducted the initial week of the investigation following the February 2017 killings were not included in the evidence provided to the defense. The failure to disclose on the part of the prosecutor, if not entirely intentional, rises to the level of an ultimate failure of disclosure of potentially exculpatory evidence. Allen's attorney stated in their motion, expressing concerns about the impact on Allen's defense. Special Judge Francis Gull, overseeing the case, denied Allen's request for her disqualification already, referencing a prior decision by the Indiana Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the defense contends that the erasure of key suspect interviews and delayed disclosure of evidence hinder their ability to establish Allen's innocence. The motion to dismiss highlights a broader controversy surrounding the handling of evidence in the case, with Allen's attorneys asserting that the destruction of material interviews demonstrates negligence or misconduct on the part of the state. And here's an interesting piece about all of this. Here's exactly what they're saying. I don't know if they're saying this or this is like literally what the DVR message read when they went to go take a look at this. Due to a DVR program error discovered 9/2017, all recordings up to February 20th, 2017 were recorded over. So there's no detectable audio found on this driver.
Why are we just learning about this now?
Well, exactly. And that makes me wonder a little bit, too, about, is this the reason why they've been so harsh and everything and hoping nobody would catch this little fucking error here? And is it an error or is it intentional? Is it, well, we better get rid of this because these two look pretty incriminating, but we're tight with them. So we don't want to, you know, get them in trouble.
Yeah. It doesn't look good on the surface.
Oh, my God.
I would like to see a higher court step in and go, all right, you guys can't handle yourselves. I mean, like mom and dad, like, okay, we've let the kids try to do this project. They're not doing it very well. It's time for us to fucking step in.
It feels like this is like high school, like law class or something.
Yes.
Where it's like, you know, pretend court. And, you know, the people who really don't give a shit about anything of legal anything, they're just taking it as an elective to get a credit, are the ones that are in charge.
But there's a real guy who is suffering physically, mentally, emotionally.
Yeah.
And he's the one who is at the brunt of this. And then let's not forget the victims' families.
Yeah.
He may not even be the one. So there might be a killer on the loose and they've decided we're just going to hang this guy.
Yep.
And it just, it's like, we're not doing anything for the victims' families at this point. This is ridiculous.
It's very Keystone Cops. It's yes. Very much, hey, you know, we got to find somebody here. So we're going to all say it's this guy and we're going to bet our lives on it. And oh shit, we just bet our lives on it. It looks like it might actually not, but shit, we just keep going down the road. Keep toeing the line. And that seems to be what they keep fucking doing.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it's nobody wants to be wrong here. And there's a lot of egos involved. And it's just insane. Utterly fucking insane. And they have every right to take a look at other possible suspects and take a look at what those interviews were. And it's just nuts. It's utterly nuts. And then to, how do you lose this sort of shit is my other question. Like, how? It's a massive case. You have two little girls who are dead. And just conveniently, off of this drive, every piece of material up into that date is just magically gone? There's no backups?
You have one job, is to preserve evidence. You know, I'm sure there's somebody in charge of this. It's not somebody who's got six other jobs. It's, you know, somebody is in charge of evidence and they messed up.
I mean, Walter White didn't drive up to the side of the fucking police station with a giant magnet and pull all the fucking evidence and erase computers in this case. This was completely
right
on the part of Delphi and them being utterly incompetent. I asked Robin Drake about it today, retired FBI special agent, behavioralist, head of the behavioral analysis program, or former head, for the United States government. And I said, how does this happen? how does evidence get destroyed? Because you hear about it every now and then. But really, how does evidence just go missing like this? And he said, in all my time working at, I've never had that happen. Never. Because it doesn't just happen. It doesn't. Unless there's utter incompetence out there, this is me speaking, or somebody is trying to cover something up. So what is it?
Yeah, this doesn't feel right.
Is it incompetence that's being covered up for? Is it somebody trying to cover up for something? Because incompetence can also look like a conspiracy. And at some point, incompetence can become a conspiracy if you're covering something up that because it was incompetence. And I think you got a lot of that swirling around here. Meanwhile, Richard Allen is in prison, in maximum security prison, being treated like Hannibal Lecter. His family is back by themselves. Keep in mind, this was a dad. He worked at CVS. No criminal history whatsoever. The community know him. There was a picture of the guy that they suspected was, you know, the bridge guy picture, literally hanging in the entry to CVS where the guy worked for all those years. Nobody walked into CVS and goes, hey, that looks a lot like you. In those right. 4 years that this small town is missing these two girls that were murdered. We're not talking a big city here where everybody's, it's a small fucking community. But then suddenly he's the one. And oh, by the way, any evidence that we have or questioning of anybody, it's gone. Just happened to lose it all. Like, you incompetent fucks.
Yep.
And the sad thing is, at the end of the day, if in fact it's not Richard Allen, and if he does get released, and it turns out like this is a massive fucking lawsuit against Delphi, which it probably will be, it's going to be a civil case, and all the people who did this shit to him, they're not going to spend any time in jail.
No, they'll get a slap on the wrist.
The city, the taxpayers, they're going to pay the price. They're the ones who are going to cover the bill on that massive lawsuit. But these people are going to walk away. It's completely ridiculous. But that's the latest on Delphi, everybody. You just can't make this shit up.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.